United States will not torture.
This government does not torture people.
I intend to close Guantanamo, and I will follow through on that.
We are working together, and still we don't trust each other.
Afghan forces will grow stronger. The Afghan people will take control of their future. So we've got more work to do.
Unfinished business. Between now and the election, we'll be taking a look at what's been left unfinished since the era that began with the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001. A lot changed in the worlds of security, surveillance. There was the Patriot Act, justice or closure for those detained in the many investigations launched after 9/11. Gitmo, the war on terror, motivated programs and decisions, the consequences of which are still with us. And one of those is the CIA's extraordinary rendition program, in which terrorism suspects were apprehended and transferred to countries where interrogation techniques and the use of torture were not regulated by strict rule of law. Extraordinary rendition forever changed the life of Sabrina D'Souza. She's now retired, but in 2003, D'Souza served as a CIA operative stationed in Milan, Italy, when an Egyptian terrorist suspect, Muslim cleric Abu Omar, was abducted and flown to Egypt, where he was tortured and interrogated. In 2009, D'Souza was indicted in Italy and found guilty in absentia for kidnapping and sentenced to 5 years in prison. D'Souza is unable to leave the United States without fear of an arrest on an Interpol arrest warrant. She's challenging the charges, and today the Italian Supreme Court of Cassation in Rome will convene for a two-day hearing to decide whether to uphold or overturn the conviction. Sabrina D'Souza joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, Sabrina, how were you held liable here for an event that I guess you deny you had any connection to it whatsoever?
Yes, that's correct.
So how were you held liable?
Well, the prosecutor found a phone call that I had made to a colleague in Rome 8 months prior, an email 2 years after the rendition with the name Sabrina on it, and the testimony of an Italian official who said he heard from someone else that the rendition was, to quote him, close to my heart. Now, for your listeners, the Italian law permits newspaper articles, hearsay, circumstantial evidence, and all that is admissible in Italian courts. And according to the prosecutor, his comment is that the Italian legal system does not need a smoking gun to sentence anyone.
So is that why you didn't face the charges in Italian courts? You believed that you would have been railroaded?
I could not really leave the United States to go to the Italian court. That would present a whole new set of problems for me back in the U.S. then. So I sued the State Department in 2009 so that I could obtain a defense attorney. Prior to that, I was not allowed to speak to my court-appointed attorney. I was not allowed to present evidence that I was nowhere in Milan when the rendition took place. And Eric Holder finally allowed me to have my own attorney in Italy who's representing me. In fact, Mark represents me in the U.S.,
right,
in my case in the U.S., But that I got that attorney a month before the first trial ended in Milan, so it was a little bit, you know, too little, too late, and there's not much that he could have done besides his best efforts. But I'm very pleased to have him representing me tomorrow.
How has this changed your life?
In every way possible. To begin with, I didn't retire. I was forced to resign, and when I say forced to resign, literally there were steps put in place forcing me out. I'm a naturalized citizen. My family lives overseas. I have an aged mother, all my siblings. And to me, the thing that was scariest when this whole investigation came up was, how am I going to not see my family again? And when I started to push back on my travel ban from leaving the U.S., that was when I was forced out.
So it occurs to me, based on what you're saying right there, Sabrina mm-hmm. D'Souza, it occurs to me that the Extraordinary Rendition Program, whatever you may think of it, not only denies individuals the rule of law by taking them to places where they can be tortured and interrogated in ways that would not be permitted in the United States, but it also puts government officials such as you in the crosshairs of people that might go after this program. Do you think your government either intentionally or inadvertently put you in danger by going off on this war on terror extraordinary rendition program?
Initially, I don't think that anyone thought of the consequence. It was, let's do this, let's do that, and no one ever thought about the legal aspect of it. No one ever thought about the consequences, and for consequences not just legally but also morally, as the United States says it doesn't torture. And I think the chickens have come home to roost now for this program, and the Abu Omar rendition is really the perfect case to examine to determine the efficacy of the rendition program writ large.
And do you think there is unfinished business, including your case, from extraordinary rendition, that there are more chickens coming home to roost, that a culture of the next time there's an attack of, all right, let's just suspend the Constitution, let's suspend the normal ways of doing things, we're going to be in this situation again?
Yes, we will. And the reason we will is because there's no one's ever been held accountable in the U.S. for they call it mistakes, but there are so many people who have to vet a rendition program, you really can't say it was a mistake. And when you don't hold officials accountable, officials will continue to do exactly what they please. If you've noticed, the 26 individuals who were held accountable in Italy, none of them were the ones who approved and authorized this rendition. And what's ended up happening is that it's taken away it's taken the focus away from the real burning question, which is why was Abu Omar rendered and taken to a country where he was tortured when he was already under investigation by the Italian police. I have asked the Congress of the United States to investigate, and I've gotten nowhere. Until U.S. officials are held accountable in the United States, I think we will go down the same path again.
Unfinished business from the war on terror. Sabrina D'Souza is a forced out, she says, CIA operative formerly stationed in Milan, Italy, who became the target of a legal case against her because of the rendition of Muslim cleric Abu Omar. Sabrina, thanks so much for telling your story.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.